Bristol Myers, makers of Ipana toothpaste for the smile of beauty, and Minute Rub, the modern chest rub, bring you the Alan Young Show. Well, it's Friday night, and time to meet the star of our show, that young man who is young today and young forever, Alan Young. Well, the little white cottage is empty at the moment. Alan is over at the Van Nuys department store doing some shopping.
Now, I wonder which counter...
And may I help you, sir?
Ah. Yeah, well, I want to buy a gift for my girlfriend.
Well, what do you have in mind?
Well, it's sort of personal.
Oh, come now. I'm sure I can help you. What did you want to buy your girl?
Well, I
Well, just tell me what it is. Okay, just describe it to me then.
Well, it's something she can see through, and she can either raise it or lower it.
Oh, I see.
Well, do you have any Venetian blinds? I thought I'd get her something for the house, you know.
Well, I don't want to tell you what to get for her, young man, but girls always appreciate something they can wear.
Something to wear, huh?
Yes. Now, why don't you get her a pair of stockings?
That's an idea. No, I don't know what size she wears.
Well, are her legs anything like mine?
Well, no, hers goes straight up and down.
We sales girls stand on our feet a lot. But I'm sure she'll like these nylon stockings. Now, just look at this pair. Aren't they lovely?
Yeah, they're nice and wide. She can wear them either under or over her slacks.
Or maybe you prefer this sweater, 100% Angora wool.
Angora, huh? Gee, it's so fuzzy.
Would you like to buy it for her?
I better not. It's too fuzzy. She might get the wrong idea and think I was doing the tickling.
I'm sure she'd never suspect you.
No.
Now, look, young man, every girl likes perfume. Why don't you get her a bottle of perfume?
Yeah, Dolores likes perfume.
Well, we carry the latest brands. Oh. Now, they're right over here on this counter. Here's one for $50 an ounce. It's called Lightning. And here's one for $30 an ounce. It's called Thunder. And for $20 an ounce, we have Stormy Weather.
Yeah. Well, I've only got $2. Do you have a rainy night in Rio?
Oh, I know. Just the perfume you need. It's only $1.98 for the pint-sized bottle.
That sounds pretty good. Do you mind if I smell it?
No, go right ahead. Here's the bottle.
Good.
It's even stronger when you take the cork off.
Oh, it really has a nice smell. I'll take it.
All right, fine. Here you are.
Thank you. I wonder where Jonathan has disappeared to. Ham actors always go... Oh, there he is. Jonathan!
Oh, sweet Juliet, holding you in my arms like this is heaven. Your cheek against my cheek. Thus I could hold thee forever and ever.
Jonathan, put that dummy back in the window, will you?
You, Milan. Did you get the gift for Dolores?
Yes, I did, Jonathan. I got her this bottle of perfume.
Well, I trust it's good perfume, my boy. Yeah. You know, I'll never forget the perfume my leading lady wore in Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah.
There she was in the balcony with that horrible perfume. It was awful, positively revolting.
Juliet's perfume couldn't have been that bad.
My lad, it was the first time in the history of the theater that Romeo ever backed up the ladder.
Jonathan, you were the one who told me to buy Dolores a gift.
Well, gifts are the way to a woman's heart, my lad. Women like to be showered. And do you know why women like to be showered?
Somebody's using the bathtub?
Jonathan Mildew knows from experience.
Huh.
You see, another actor and I once courted the same beautiful damsel. And believe me, lad, it was gifts that finally won her over.
Gifts?
Of course, me lad. Now, if you were a woman, whom would you prefer? A man who gave you a mink coat or a man who gave you a bag of gumdrops?
I prefer the man who gave me the mink coat.
Precisely what she did, me lad, and left me holding the gumdrops.
I'm glad I took your advice, Jonathan, and bought Dolores this nice bottle of perfume.
Well, that gift should win her over.
It should. Let's go home now. We'll see. Oh, Jonathan, look who's shopping in the store. It's Dolores.
Well, it's your golden opportunity, my boy. Give her the gift.
Give her the gift, yeah. Okay. Hello, Dolores.
I beg your pardon.
Yeah. I said, hello, Dolores.
Goodbye.
Hello.
Goodbye.
Hello. 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 Operator, we've been disconnected. No. What's the matter, Dolores?
Goodbye, Alan.
Dolores, have I did something to offend you?
Alan, that's got nothing to do with it. I'm through with all men.
But Dolores...
And I'm through with you too, Alan.
But Dolores...
No, let me talk to her, my boy. The famous actor, surely I can smooth things over. My dear Miss Darling, allow me to present my view.
Why don't you go back to Virginia, you ham?
A ham? You call the great Jonathan Mills you a ham? I have been the idol of millions. You dare to speak to me in such a manner?
Yes.
Okay.
Dolores, are you angry with Jonathan, too?
I'm angry with all men. I just read a book that opened my eyes. This world would be a better place without men. There shouldn't be any men at all.
And who are the women drivers here?
That book was absolutely right. Women don't need men.
But Dolores, I just bought you this perfume. Look at this beautiful bottle.
Let me have it.
Yeah.
Now, I'll show you what I think of gifts from men. There. Goodbye, Alan.
She threw it on the floor. The whole department store is beginning to smell.
Well, that's life, my lad. Women are always stinking things up.
I never saw Dolores act like this. I wonder what kind of a book she read.
Well, come on, Milad. Let's go over to the book section and find out.
Okay. Gee, that perfume cost $1.98. Well, here's the book section. Let's look at some of these books here on display.
Well, This Side of Innocence, The Foxes of Harrow, The Wayward Bus.
Couldn't be these books. I wonder what it is at the book counter that made Dolores hate men.
May I be of some service?
That's what must have done it.
I beg your pardon?
Well, my girlfriend read one of your books, and she's taken a violent dislike to me.
Oh, I see. I know just the book you mean. My wife read it, and she just hates me now. Hmm? It's our brand-new bestseller, Love is Spinach.
Oh.
There's a copy right here.
See, look at that title. Love is Spinach, the sequel to The Green Years. By Countess Lydia Scuffington.
Me lad, what a horrible title. Love is Spinach.
Yeah, let's see what Countess Lydia has to say, Jonathan. Because she starts her book, Men are like used car dealers. When they meet a woman, they're happy to get her on their lot. But as soon as her frame gets out of line and her chassis sags, they trade her in for a new model.
Well, the whole thing's ridiculous.
Yeah.
No. Countess Lydia claims that she has scientific proof. She's been kissed by the world's leading lovers, and they've all left her very cold. Look at this display, young man.
Gee.
Gad, what's that monstrous contraption?
This is Countess Lydia's kiss meter. It registers the amount of electrical energy generated by a kiss. The stronger the kiss, the higher the needle registers. The highest score on the kiss meter is 1,000.
Sort of a pinball machine with a pucker.
Here are the results of the leading lovers right here on this chart. Nobody's even come near 1,000.
Well, just look at the low scores, my lad.
Tyrone Power, 110. Gregory Peck, 150. Charles Boyer, 400. Oh, there's a note after that score. 100 for upper lip and 300 for lower lip. Bob Hope, no score. Couldn't get nose near enough to machine.
Excuse me, I see another customer coming.
Yeah, certainly. You had a strange machine.
Well, why don't you try your luck on the kiss meter, my lad?
After Tyrone Power and Gregory Peck got those small scores? Don't be silly. You know how I am with girls. I wouldn't even make that needle budge.
Go ahead, my boy. Get a good score on the kiss meter, and perhaps you'll have more confidence in yourself.
You think so?
Yeah.
All right, John, I'll try, but it's silly. I'll pucker up and press my lip against this plate here.
Oh, 1,000, Milan! You've hit 1,000 on the kiss meter.
Huh?
Here, what's going on here?
Oh, well, I'm sorry, but I just hit 1,000 on the kiss meter.
Well, that's again...
1,000? I must have your name and address at once. Just wait till Countess Lydia hears about this. You, sir, are the greatest lover of all time.
Milan, did you hear what he said?
You're the greatest lover in the world.
That's right, Johnson. I'm Robert Montgomery, Gregory Peck, and Tyrone Power all rolled into one. Just think, the lady in the lake and I are having a duel in the sun with a razor's edge.
Friends, this is Jimmy Wallington. Have you ever asked yourself this question? What toothpaste should I use? Well, here are some facts that should help.
Dentists prefer Ipana toothpaste 2-to-1 over any other dentifrice for their own personal use, according to a nationwide survey.
So, friends, why don't you, too, discover what makes Ipana so popular with the dentists themselves? See how Ipana can help your teeth, help your smile to a brightness and loveliness you never thought possible. Try Ipana this easy way. Every time you brush your teeth, put a little extra Ipana on your brush or fingertip and gently massage your gums. Ask your dentist.
Because that same nationwide survey showed that 7 out of 10 dentists recommend gum massage.
But be sure you use Ipana on your gums. For Ipana is especially designed not only to clean your teeth, but with gentle massage to aid in the health of your gums. And firm, healthy gums are so important to sounder, brighter teeth, to that more sparkling smile. So try Ipana and massage for your smile of beauty. Well, no lover in history has ever scored more than 400 on Countess Lydia's kiss meter. That is, until Alan Young stepped up and scored 1,000. The news has taken the country by storm. Everywhere, they are discussing Alan Young's dynamic kiss. Down south, we hear one girl say...
That's my kind of man. I've been living in the tobacco country for 21 years. And at last, I've heard of a man who can kiss like Effie Boone talks.
And while the whole country is discussing Alan Young, the lover, let's look in on the little white cottage in Van Nuys.
My lad, the whole country's talking about you. Just look at the morning's paper. Gaze at this headline. Alan Young startles the world with electrifying kiss. Generates enough current to send the super chief from Chicago to Albuquerque. You're famous, my lad.
Yes, I am, Jonathan. See the telegram that came in from Texas?
What does it say, my boy?
I'll read it to you. Alan Young, Van Nuys, California. Can you form lips in shape of H bar H? We are short of branding irons. Gee, I wish this hadn't happened to me.
Oh, nonsense, my boy. The letters are pouring in from every part of the country. I shall retire to the next room and answer your fan mail.
Gee, yesterday I was nobody, and now I'm a famous lover. Here comes filthy rich Updike. Little he hears about Casanova Young. That'll make him stop bragging.
Well, I'm here. Come gaze at me, for I'm the only one nor apprentice will talk to.
You look upset.
Well, I am, Alan. I just fired my butler.
Oh, why'd you fire him, Hubert?
He refused to carry me around the house piggyback.
Oh. Why did he refuse?
Well, Alan, he claimed my spurs were tearing his shorts.
Anyway, I'm glad you dropped in. I suppose you heard the news on the radio this afternoon?
I never listen to the news, Alan. Only the financial broadcasts like Fibber McGee and Moolah.
Oh, yeah. They follow aim at an annuity. I know the show. Well, Hubert, since you haven't heard the news on the radio, I'll tell you myself. I've been acclaimed the greatest lover in the world.
What is this?
You heard me, Hubert. I'm the greatest lover in the world.
Oh, Mother, start a tug of war. He's acting like a jerk tonight.
So happens I scored 1,000 on a kiss meter.
Oh, don't be ridiculous, Alan. My great-grandmother, who came over in the Mayflower, had more electricity in her kisses than you have.
Your grandmother in the Mayflower had electricity in her kisses?
Yeah. Haven't you ever heard of the shocking Miss Pilgrim?
So you don't don't believe me, huh? Well, that's true, Hubert.
But, Alan, I know how to kiss so much better than you do. When I was a little boy, I always used to play Spin the Cadillac.
Yeah. Don't be silly. The game is called Spin the Bottle.
But it's so much more fun when you park.
Yeah. Well, Hubert, I don't have to waste my time arguing about this. The whole country says I'm the best lover.
Oh, this is simply dreadful. Mm-hmm.
Why, look who's here. Dolores, darling.
Hello, Alan.
Hello, Dolores.
Alan, I said hello.
Dolores, you didn't say hello to me.
You didn't.
Alan, I've changed my mind about you. After what you did to that kiss meter, I think you're wonderful.
Dolores, you still haven't talked to me.
Run along, Hubert. I want to be alone with Alan.
Well, if that's the way you feel, Dolores, I'm going to commit suicide.
Hubert, don't take women so seriously.
No, Alan, that's what I'm going to do, commit suicide. I'm going down to the First National Bank and slash my wrist with my gilt-edged securities.
Alan, you haven't even spoken to me.
Dolores, you told me you were through with me, remember?
But, Alan, I didn't know you were the world's greatest lover.
It's true, girl.
And is it true that your lips are charged with electricity?
Dolores, a kiss from me is like a visit from the old lamplighter.
Alan, can I have one of your electrical kisses?
All right, girl. AC or DC?
Either one, Alan.
Are you sure you can stand it, child?
Yes, Alan, I'm ready.
All right, you lucky woman.
Alan, you sent me out of this world.
Oh. And how are things in Glockamora?
Oh, God. Tonight at the girls' club meeting, I'll tell them I kissed the famous Alan Young.
They'll elect you president. Goodbye, my dear. I will see you to the door. Ah, look who's coming up the walk. It's Mr. Busby, the editor of the Van Nuys Gazette.
Oh, there you are, Mr. Young. Gotta have an interview. Rushed right over to get the few facts about your electric kiss. You certainly look different from the last time I saw you. Gained a little weight here, lost a little weight there, gained it here, lost it there. Very becoming.
I'm Dolores Darling. That's Alan Young.
Oh, yes, of course. Well, I've got to have an interview, Mr. Young.
Well, come in the house, Mr. Busby. Goodbye, Dolores. Well, make yourself comfortable. Would you like a cigar?
No, thanks. Never smoke. Newspaper men are too busy to smoke.
You got a cigar in your mouth now.
I have? Well, how do you like that? I've been all over town trying to cover that fire.
Well, Mr. Busby, I'm all ready for the interview.
Good. Hello? Van Nuys Gazette, give me the copy desk. Copy desk, got a great story. Hit and run driver knocks down six people on Main Street and races away. That's right, hit and run driver knocks down six people. Give the story plenty of publicity. Must catch that rat at all costs. Here's his license number, XY6L22. That's right, XY6L22. What's that? Oh, I see. Well, I'll change my license plate.
Mr. Busby, look, let's get on with the interview.
Oh, yeah, interview. Well, my name is Busby, 46 years old, married 22 years to the same woman.
Look, I'm not interested in your wife.
Well, to tell you the truth, I'm not either. Only reason I ever married her was because she was after my money.
After you? Well, look, you're supposed to interview me. I'm the great new kisser.
Kisser? You should see the one on my wife.
Mr. Buzz, I'll explain it to you very slowly. See, I was in the department store, and Countess Lydia's book and the kiss meter were on display. I tried the kiss meter, and of all the great lovers that ever tried it, I came in first.
Came in first? Well, what'd you pay? What'd you pay to win? What'd you pay to place?
Only $380. I was a heavy favorite. No, I was the one who disproved Countess Lydia's theory on men. She wrote that book called Love is Spinach.
What was that?
Spinach.
No, thanks. I'm going home for dinner.
Look, Mr. Spinach. Mr. Busby, please. We were talking about Countess Lydia.
Oh, yeah, that's what I came here to see you about. Countess Lydia doesn't believe you scored a thousand. She doesn't believe you scored a thousand on her kiss meter.
Lizzie doesn't?
No.
No.
She wants you to make a public demonstration to see if you have any effect on her.
A public demonstration?
Yeah. So I told Countess Lydia you'd be ready to kiss her at any time.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Great publicity stunt for the Van Nuys Gazette. I'll call my paper here now. Arrange the whole thing.
Oh, but wait a minute.
Hello, rewrite. Got a new headline for you. Alan Young to kiss Countess Lydia at auditorium tonight. That's right. Contest to be held behind closed doors. You heard me, behind closed doors. And we make Richard the judge.
Look, Mr. Busby, if it's Van Nuys, I'll be there tonight. I'll show up that Countess Lydia.
Well, so long, Busby. I'm sure you'll come through with flying spinach.
Better tell Jonathan about this. Oh, Jonathan. Jonathan.
Yes, me, Len.
Mr. Busby, the editor of the Van Nuys Gazette, was just here and arranged a contest tonight.
Contest?
I have to kiss Countess Lydia and prove that I really scored 1,000 on the kiss meter.
But, Alan, my boy, Countess Lydia is the coldest woman on earth.
Coldest woman.
Alan, I have a confession to make.
Confession.
I crossed the wires on that kiss meter. Your real score was 12. What are you going to do when you have to kiss her in the auditorium tonight? I was only trying to help you, my boy. You were so broken up when Dolores threw you over, I wanted to give you confidence in yourself.
Jonathan, you got to help me now. I got to score 1,000 when I kiss Countess Lydia.
But how can I help you, my lad? I know how to cross the wires on a kiss meter, but with Countess Lydia, I might cause a short circuit.
We'll see how Alan makes out in a minute. If the sound you're about to hear sounds like you right now, we're sorry. Gesundheit. Look, friend, if you're suffering from a cold, why don't you get yourself fast relief from those cold discomforts with Minute Rub, a really modern chest rub. I mean fast, really fast relief, because Minute Rub is exactly what its name implies. Just rub Minute Rub on your throat, chest, and back. In a minute, Minute Rub's soothing menthol vapors begin to clear up that stuffy feeling in the nose and throat. In a minute, Minute Rub starts to bring a feeling of warmth and relief to those tight, sore, aching muscles. And listen, here at last is a chest rub that's greaseless and stainless. Disappears like vanishing cream. Can't stain clothes or bed linen. So get a tube of Minute Rub and get quick relief from that annoying cold misery the modern way. The greaseless, stainless Minute Rub way. Well, tonight's the big night. The whole world eagerly awaits the result of a kissing contest. Can Alan Young score 1,000 with Countess Lydia? We take you now to a dressing room at the Van Nuys Auditorium.
Jonathan, I might as well call off this contest. I'll never be able to get anywhere with Countess Lydia.
Well, it's not as bad as all that, my boy.
I haven't got any electricity at all. Well, if I was a glowworm, I'd be arrested because my taillight was out.
Now, don't give up, me lad. After all, Countess Lydia's a woman.
But she's such a cold woman.
Oh, what if she is a bit cold, my boy? A cold woman is like a house in winter. She may have snow on top, but there's always a fire burning inside.
No use, Jonathan.
Well, there must be a weak point in her armor. Maybe we can find a clue in her book, me lad.
All she says in her book is that all men are no good. Look at this title, Love is Spinach.
Well, let's just glance through the... Alan, my boy, look here.
What is this?
Look at this. At this dedication on the first page. To Count Archibald Meadowbrook, the one who almost kindled the flame. She must have a weakness for Englishmen.
So what?
My lad, I'll go into her dressing room and tell her that you're Sir Alan Young, an English lord. She'll be afraid to put you to the test and call off the contest.
How can I pretend I'm an Englishman? I don't know anything about England. Until yesterday, I thought James Mason was a bricklayer.
My lad, it's your only way out. Follow me.
Okay, Jonathan. Maybe I can make her back out, huh?
Come in.
Countess Lydia, his lordship, Sir Alan Young, would have words with you. I leave you two alone.
His lordship, Sir Alan Young? I had no idea you were English, Sir Alan.
Oh, but of course!
Pip-pip and a cheerio, old bean! Speaking of old beans, you certainly have one on your shoulder.
How quaint you are, Sir Alan. Are you sure you're from English nobility?
Oh, but of course! I have a duke in my family.
Oh, the Duke of Essex, perhaps?
No, Sir Donald Duke. Took one look at his webbed feet and made him a knight of the bath.
Sir Alan, what did you wish to see me about?
Countess Lydia. Took another look at that joke and forget about it. Countess Lydia, I advise you to call off the contest tonight. You haven't a chance.
Sir Alan, I'm not afraid of your idle boasts.
Idle boasts, is it? I once hugged Duchess Northminster so hard, her minister traveled south.
And do you think you can do that to the Countess Lydia?
Oh, definitely, definitely. I shall kiss your eyes, your ears, your nose, your lips, and all that rot.
You forget the Countess Lydia is made of ice.
Sir Alan will melt you down into a short coke.
I've never met a man with such confidence before.
Countess, I advise you to call off the contest. Even if you do have an English hourglass figure.
English hourglass figure?
Shaped like Big Ben.
You do sound confident.
I'm warning you, Countess. I can kiss you until the cows come home. If you are on, it'll be hard to tell when they arrive.
No man has ever talked like this to the Countess. I like it. You've discovered my weakness. I can't resist masterful men. I shall call off the contest, Sir Alan.
Oh, there you are, Countess Lydia. Oh, hello, Alan.
You'd better address his lordship in the proper manner, Sir Alan.
Sir Alan?
You heard her, Hubert.
What kind of an Englishman are you, Alan?
Well, though, Bean, I'm a limey. Makes me sort of a limey bean. Funny patter.
Alan, if you come from England, I'll do something really mean. I'll raise their rent.
Yeah. So you were just trying to trick me into calling off the contest. Well, it won't work. When you kiss me later, you'll think you're kissing an ice cube.
Well, Countess, why don't you practice what the contest with me? I'm a very famous lover.
Thank you, Mr. Updike. I'll prepare for the kiss. I'll close my eyes like this. And I'll tilt my head back like this. And now I'll pucker up like this.
Ooh, how vulgar.
My lad, is the contest still on?
It certainly is. Let's go into the auditorium right now.
Jonathan, I'm going to make a fool out of myself.
Stop worrying me, boy. Everything will be all right.
Well, folks, the big moment has arrived. Countess Lydia Scuffington and Alan Young are up on the platform. And in just a moment, we will see whether or not Alan Young can melt the ice in Countess Lydia.
Oh, hello, Countess.
All right, Sir Alan. Let us see an example of your electric power.
Okay, I might as well get it over with and kiss you, Countess. I'll just... Hey, somebody put the lights out.
No, don't kiss me. I'm burning. I can't stand it. Oh, I'm going to faint.
The lights are back on. The Countess has fainted. Alan Young proved that his electrical kiss was no accident.
Jonathan.
Yes, me lad.
Oh, great work, Jonathan. But tell me one thing. Where did you find a place to plug in that waffle iron?
Alan Young will be back in just a moment. You know, men, it's a fact. When you look successful, it's easier to be successful. So watch your appearance, especially your hair. Rely on Vitalis and the 60-second workout, famous for these three big advantages. One, Vitalis keeps even the driest, most unruly hair under control in a natural, masculine way. Two, the Vitalis workout loosens your tight scalp, prevents dryness. Three, the Vitalis workout routs embarrassing loose dandruff, helps retard excessive falling hair. Yes, better remember Vitalis. To look your best tomorrow, get a bottle of Vitalis tonight. And now, here's Alan Young again.
Thanks, Jimmy. Friends, this year the American Red Cross needs $60 million to continue doing its wonderful work. Of course, no one individual can give that much, so you and I are each being asked to contribute our share. Give as much as you can afford, and then add a little bit extra. Remember, you may be directly helping a loved one somewhere overseas, or even here at home. The Red Cross needs your help for the many and different services it must perform during 1947. Let's help make their slogan a reality. The Red Cross carries on. Thank you. See you next week. Good night.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.